We live.
Ain't want to see me do my dance in my $1,000 pants.
Wrong.
Like, how that song go?
Don't disrespect me in my pants.
What's his name?
Sada, baby.
Yeah, Sada. Get his name right. Get his name right.
Like, he is really gaining. Like, this nigga is really gaining notoriety out here.
I like him, though. I like him, though.
You got a TikTok?
No. But you know, you see the videos on like Facebook and Twitter.
Is he the same one that had that song Pull Up With A Stick?
No, that's not him. That's Sub Baby.
Yeah.
Who?
That's Sub Baby.
So it's a Sub Baby and a Sub Baby.
And a Lil Baby and a Dub Baby.
This is crazy.
Let me hit.
Yeah,
that was my
shit, too.
That was my
shit.
And Baby, yeah.
He had two albums, though. That shit was, I liked two albums.
Who? Sada Baby?
No, Sub Baby.
Sada Baby, he from Detroit. He was on the Friday Night
Sada Baby is from Detroit.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I had that shit. Could have got hit that just now.
Listen, episode 78.
Yeah, this nigga Marion called out.
Thank God.
He's
a
sick dad.
He had to restock.
Huh?
He had to restock.
That restock at his job.
Because they got them Clorox wipes.
Yeah. My janitor called that. I gotta buff the floors tonight. Yeah.
Bro, you are, I'll tell him, please, you are the manager. The manager, not the assistant, the manager.
He dedicated.
Yeah.
And he said his vacation got vetoed.
No,
damn, did he get vetoed? I heard that shit before.
That nigga vacation request went to Congress.
His vacation got vetoed. Nancy Pelosi saying shit.
Took his shit off the bite board, nigga.
Bro, Trump get COVID and that. Bro got his vacation fucked.
Mm-hmm. They say he in the hospital, man.
He in the military hospital.
They sent him to Walter Reed.
God bless.
Why?
Psych.
Why? We not gonna kill nobody.
No, I ain't killing nobody.
Simpsons already killed him, so like it don't even matter for real.
We just waiting.
You said who killed him?
Simpsons killed him.
Apparently, the Simpsons really predicted.
Simpsons killed him.
I saw it.
Said he was gonna have coronavirus.
No, it's had him in a casket.
They had him in a casket, dead. Because remember, they had him with the waving on the escalator.
I don't care how bad somebody is.
They sent him to Walter Reed.
I ain't wishing death.
Y'all know about Walter Reed.
Don't
disrespect me,
my man.
Whole lives represent your head.
I never wish death on anybody.
Well, maybe wish his ass out of the fucking office.
Oh, yeah.
But why they sent him to Walter Reed?
Because
is that the closest one?
Premier.
What did they, if he had no symptoms, what did they send him at all?
No, he had mild symptoms.
Oh, but he didn't have them before they said he was diagnosed.
He's also higher.
He had a whole debate. Like,
the nigga 70.
If you have
like,
a fever,
like,
you walking in this fucking debate, you don't need to be here.
Orange.
So if he didn't have no symptoms, he didn't have a fever. So
that's what I'm saying. What are considered the mild symptoms?
So what?
A cough.
So what happened was he probably got his temperature checked at the debate. He didn't have a temperature. What happened was when them bitches on his campaign got in,
he got sent for.
So he was asymptomatic
for the shit at 10:30. I got the CNN.
Is a conspiracy.
Shit at 10:30.
That's what they're saying.
Because he don't really got it. He just going
to
try to say
yeah,
he got the
so they said that he is trying to take over TV.
Uh-huh.
Everybody now is on the Donald Trump COVID watch.
So he might as well just drop a second semi.
But Joe Biden, it's the Democrats that's holding that up.
Yeah, they already voted on it. It got to go to the Senate.
But Joe Biden, you saw what he did today? He said in lieu of Trump going through his corona, like SPAC or whatever the fuck this shit is.
Right.
He's pulling all negative, like,
ads.
Trump ads from the media.
Fuck that. Yeah. That motherfucker called his son a cokehead the other day.
Yeah, that was
he did. So to me.
Is that the dead son?
So to me.
The one that died from cancer was the one that got honorably discharged from the military.
So the one that died from cancer, that was Bo.
Okay.
And then the other one that he called a cokehead was the one that got and it wasn't a dishonorable discharge. Neither. No, it was just a general discharge. Yeah. You know, they tried to put that.
But he tried to say it was dishonorable.
He did, which was a low blow, man. That don't have nothing to do.
Especially coming from Commander-in-Chief.
Commander-in-Thief.
No. That's your boss.
Where he's still from? 2.4, whatever it is.
Him and the Russians, man.
You want to be G14 classified till today, huh?
Right.
That's none of my business.
Security clearance on the line right now.
Straight up.
We on the
FBI watch list.
We got to be.
Who? We are.
You know why, right? You killed John Singleton in episode 8.
I did not kill nobody.
No, you did.
I did not. I didn't.
But that's not what got us on the FBI watch list, because if anything,
Vibe.com killed the nigga first.
The FBI? They don't care about us.
Yeah, they do.
The FBI?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
You a threat to Raleigh.
Starting the Panther move.
Walking around looking like this.
Man, look. Jesus. You killed John Singleton. You said he dead. Yeah. I said, no, he not. And then they said that he was dead the next day.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
It was unintentional.
No, it wasn't you, actually. It was you.
No, it wasn't.
You said you were going around killing motherfuckers. You said you would kill white cops or some shit. You said one day.
You want no cop.
No, but it was like, because like the black dude in Virginia went in and killed like his co-workers. And then did the cops kill him, right?
Yeah, cops killed him.
He was like, now I should go around and kill him.
I probably said some ignorant shit out of frustration and hurt. That's fine. I probably did.
I mean, we've seen enough to like go through this.
Yeah. Like, the shit is upsetting, man. It really is. Like,
I remember y'all were arguing that day, and I was just sitting there like...
We was. Like, it was one episode, me and this nigga literally sounded like we was getting ready to go toe for toe.
I'll beat your ass, too. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
That's fine. I was going to wait till you go to sleep.
Derek beat you up. I just feel like he moved back.
Could be quicker.
I tired him up.
Yeah, easily. Because you got Bob and weed.
I still want to see Chad do a burpee, though.
Like I said, I could be him on the first floor now.
Yeah.
Doing burpee in here.
Hit your ass with this haymaker. Fuck you talking about.
Now what's gonna happen is you're gonna give up. You're gonna be like, I ain't chasing this nigga.
If you land it, you might got it.
Not them front tooth together.
Gotta put the weight. That's not nice.
I be forgetting nice. You got a gap that's too. Not nice, oh shit. Ah shit.
Ah shit.
Yeah,
we got two young ladies tonight.
Mm-hmm. Special guests,
young,
very special guests.
Overstatement.
Oh, very special.
Very special.
Or two middle-aged women.
Yeah, VSOP.
Yeah. Very special old people. If you want to introduce yourselves, one of them, Akizo. She's a
repeat offender.
Repeat
offender.
So me and our kid just recently realized we best friends. We didn't know it at first though.
We didn't know it, but I think we just realized it today.
Yeah, so. She wouldn't let me fuck, so so I got friends though, and then she was probably like, damn, he actually kind of cute, and I was like, nah bro,
I ain't say that.
I mean, in your mind you ain't say it out loud. Yeah, you think I should cut my hair?
Yeah. Nah, that's not her. That's me.
Yeah, no, yeah. You ain't cute enough.
I mean, that's fine. I don't gotta be cute enough. First of all, that's what we know. I'm finding that you're first and your last.
Nah, my first? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He don't like dogs.
Yeah. That's fine. That's
True definition of colorism.
Oh, what
I don't know what you said, man. I don't know
I'm not a colorist.
Justin is not fine.
He don't even like dark skin bitches.
He's not fine of dark skin.
You only like him light skin and brown.
And that's more than fair. That's what you like. That's cool.
No.
But no. I don't wear. Well,
Wrong.
Explain yourself.
You like him orange?
Cheeto.
Hey, look.
Cheeto dust.
Anything straight but dark skin. He don't like dark colored women.
How you bring dark skin?
You don't like it when it be like a little bit black underneath the booty.
You spit on my goddamn ass.
Nah, that.
Is it hard or is it just a little black?
Is it a black line? Like it ain't been washed or?
It's just darker than my regular skin color.
It's a little darker. I'm a little darker. It ain't gonna be lighter.
You rusty.
I'm not rusty.
That shit corroded.
Look.
Might be.
So.
Why she be coming at you like this?
Y'all been friends way too long.
We have a love relationship, and then we just hate at the end of the day.
So this all started because Chad FaceTimed me, and he called her MJ. And she was like, all right, you know what? Fuck this. I know what type of night it's going to be, so it's going to be bad.
You do kind of look like MJ. A
little bit.
How?
Because y'all dark skin, y'all got like
MJ without the beard.
If MJ cut his beard, y'all the same.
Got the same hairline?
Not really, because my eye don't
They got the same hairline?
My eye don't
they,
go crazy
they
like
be
that.
Having, MJ, they be having that MJ little... Shit.
Now, you look. Never... First of all, that I got a lot
shit,
of hair.
Like, be
my
sick.
Shit do
MJ,
not
MJ
do that.
MJ should be curled up like that. Her shit do that.
My shit do not do that. I got too much hair for that shit.
Your shit do be doing that.
MJ got a crazy eye, so like, that's not... That should be... Like,
all right, so
right.
What we not
going to
do is
I'm gonna do that because I don't care.
He's
not here.
Yes, he can't
defend
himself.
I don't
give a fuck. He like him defending himself bad. He ain't got good jokes.
So look,
he got some Ari jokes though.
Sometimes
he come for me, so I'm like, the fuck.
He told you a place to stay.
Never, not never. Look,
he was a box of trash. That's what he said. I'm asking, is that?
Did you ask him or did you ask me?
You ask him.
Why are
you telling
yourself
lying?
I'm just saying, ask him. Okay.
Hey, look.
Is it trash?
No, it's not trash. My shit ain't trash. We talking about MJ. Oh, is his...
Wait, his dick trash?
It's not trash. Yeah, that's
the thing with my dad. $1,000 pay.
That's the transport.
He should have been here to be able to defend himself.
If they really took the picture like this, though, like
that nigga wrote "sexy" in the mirror.
I was not prepared for this tonight.
Whoa! Arrested cops like hit Breonna Taylor. Please,
facts.
We not gonna let it go.
Off the record.
Y'all charge these niggas with wonton soup.
We not letting it go.
And duck sauce. We not finna let this shit go, man.
As a cop, do you know what wonton is?
Never heard of it.
You never heard of it?
Never heard of it.
As an officer of the law and officer of the military, you
this
never
shit
heard
got
of it.
Coined in September of 2020.
It might be.
I never heard of this
it
shit.
It might be a Kentucky thing. I ain't never heard that
wonton
shit.
Wonton endangerment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. That shit's
so
weird.
My thing is, you know what? I've been thinking about it a little bit more. Even if the cop that actually did the shooting of Breonna Taylor does not get arrested, somebody got to be held accountable. The nigga who cleared this whole operation,
him,
right? Yep. The fucking DA or whomever in the city department that cleared. That gave their stamp of approval of this
for the warrant.
Needs to be held accountable. I don't give a fuck if y'all got to send them to Butner where their jail cell got a flat screen TV eating a decent meal. I don't care.
Listen, or what about the attorney general who did not specify all of the facts about the case to the jury?
Exactly.
Right.
Somebody, black dude, he's not for us. $12 million is simply not fucking enough to sweep this under the fucking rug. I am sorry.
I mean, but motherfuckers take that shit like it's nothing.
But here's the thing, hold on real quick, because at 12 million, so it's like
12 million.
God forbid.
12 fucking million.
I get killed by the police or some shit like that, right?
You 250,000.
That would be my fright.
I can spread you on the fucking waters of Turks and Caicos, bitch.
I don't want to go there.
Oh, okay.
We'll find some shit out.
We taking Ikea to Myrtle Beach.
Take me to the Michael Jackson show. Yeah. Spread my shit at the Michael Jackson show.
Weird, okay.
That little fountain that lives.
Don't put me in there. The waterfront that lives.
Not the fucking waterfront.
She lived a good life.
See you next homecoming.
She lived a good life.
We gonna call my name in the boy wall. Yeah, but not so 12 million.
That's the price that they gave.
Yeah,
that's the value.
Who do you blame? Her life. Who you blame? The people who took it.
The family.
No.
Oh, I mean, what I mean by the people, not necessarily the family, but the lawyer that bought it.
But I mean, what amount?
Is it equal to her life? It's not, because her mother, the grieving that her mother went through, is not going to equal $12 million.
Right, and of course they were going to take the settlement because, like,
they always do.
I ain't never seen $12 million.
Kaepernick took $10 million and he was worth more than that.
So in her case, I don't think it was truly a settlement because that was more of a civil issue.
Correct.
And, you know, you got civil, you got criminal.
But I think they should have waited.
Until.
You know what I mean? They shouldn't have been.
Like OJ. Not trying to be funny, but one way or the other, the white bitch. Rest in peace. So Nicole, whatever, but they got something off that.
Yes.
And which I thought was, that's why he ended up going to.
But I think the reason why they took the money so quick, and I'm not speaking for the family because I don't know the family, but just speculation, is because if on the criminal side, the officers would have came out just in what they did or whatnot, then on the civil side,
it would have made it a tougher battle,
and they probably would have only got less money or if any, because they were justified on the criminal side.
But how do we know that if they didn't take the money, that the indictment would have went different?
The attorney general is a Republican.
We'll never know that. Yeah.
They said instead of him fighting for this, he was at a, like,
just let it go.
Yeah, he was at like a Republican thing.
Yeah, Trump was shouting him out and everything. Like,
he called him a hero.
Yeah.
Daniel Cameron, the fucking hero.
Yeah.
Like,
wow,
stupid bitch!
All right, I feel like
they aim high too. They probably was like, "Let's get 20, give us 25 million, and like we give you 12." So,
and it was just like, okay,
so it was like
that or nothing, basically.
So here's my thing too. I don't think they would have been able to prove or convict those officers of murder, only because if you look at the definition for murder, like, you have to prove that they went in with the intent to kill her.
I mean, by no means, I had never heard of a no-knock warrant.
I had never, and my mother was law enforcement for, my mother was law enforcement for like 20 years.
Big shit?
She was a game one. Like, she was law enforcement.
State police. Yeah.
Big shirt. The whole weight over here.
And she do
military and state police. Like,
because y'all thick. In a good way, though.
She's not to play with. But, like, I have never heard of a no-knock warrant.
I thought it was,
like, even in Baltimore City, and people in Baltimore know Baltimore City police, like,
they're fucked up, man.
They know, like, I ain't never even heard of the knockers doing a no-knock.
Because usually if they do a knock, it's boom. police, boom, you know.
Like, I have never heard of a no knock.
They're trying to say there's a witness in the apartment complex or some shit that heard the
How much money did they get?
They say that same witness also said the very first two times they were interviewed, they didn't hear anything. Yeah. And then the third time they were interviewed, they said they did. Yeah. Wow. So, like, to me,
how credible can that be in court?
No, it's not. They're not credible.
And that's why we need to hold all them jurors accountable.
So here's my thing.
Every single one.
I feel like in any police-involved shooting, the state shouldn't be able to prosecute or defend.
Nah, it needs to be an independent investigation.
Mm-hmm. Or come federal. Or come from the federal.
A federal agency.
Yeah, absolutely.
FBI should take it over.
Absolutely. And I really want to find a way that we can...
But it's not going to happen.
It will, because it's gonna get appealed and it's gonna head to the Supreme Court. It will.
Honestly, Chad, no bullshit. I want to find a way where we can kind of like start a petition.
10 years from now, we're gonna be talking about this case.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
also Roe v. Wade.
Because we know what's gonna happen.
Shit in itself,
these cops are not going to jail, right? Yeah. So these cops are not going to jail. There's going to be an appeals process. The appeals process is going to take, before it even gets to the Supreme Court, a couple of years.
Yep. Yeah.
By the time it gets to the Supreme Court, the date for the first hearing is going to be maybe a year after that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So in 2028, we're going to be talking about this shit.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's going to lose all the fucking steam. Half the niggas that's working on the legal side of it going to die from coronavirus.
Because I hate to say it like this, but they're going to be in the same situation how Freddie Gray family was. Like, Freddie Gray family don't have no money.
And they got money off that, right?
Yeah.
Big money.
Like, what, five? I mean, one, like 5 million?
It was like 10 million, I think. But you know they went out and bought a Lamborghini. Yeah, they got that shit.
Yeah,
and it was riding around Baltimore.
Yeah,
Staten all crazy.
Yeah, who the fuck has that?
Yeah, even if you can't even pay the taxes on that bitch. The taxes is the cost of an Altima.
Shit, you can buy regular sports cars and shit.
No, man, like the taxes on the Lamborghini. If you're paying,
they should just bought a fucking block.
Well, you gotta think if you're paying 10% or whatever the
they could have bought a block, remodeled that bitch
on $150,000 car, bro. That's a couple grand.
Homes,
that's
but right. They could have bought a block.
That's your Nissan Versa.
He said he got an ultimate. Don't play him. Don't. I got you. I got you.
Thank you, kid.
Like, you're not about to do this.
That's like the sec. The Maximum is the biggest.
It's like Maximum, Ultima.
And the Maximum is driving like Ultima, so it really don't.
But he got the hatchback. I remember my mother tried to buy me a Versa.
You can't fit in that.
That shit ain't even have a fucking. They was talking about, it's $500 extra to put a defogger in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, every morning you had to sit there
scraping ice off. That's crazy.
The fuck?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, man, that shit bothers me. I'm gonna tell you what really got me. And I don't mean to get too somber.
You about to.
But I was driving to work one day.
Why you laughing? He said somber. Because you surprised he said that word.
That's a hell of a good word.
Yeah, it was.
I'm
surprised he could say that shit.
I know you can say it.
That shit is six letters.
There you go. Excuse me.
I was surprised you say sober.
I was driving to work one day and I was thinking, I was like, man, this young lady could have been my mother.
Anybody.
My aunt.
She could have been
a cousin.
Or she was a public servant.
You know what I mean?
Anybody.
A public servant.
Put you on a t-shirt.
So in the midst of a pandemic,
we're gonna put you on the t-shirt with clouds behind you.
Make sure I have eyebrows on.
It's gonna be one of your pictures with your wig on.
We're gonna put you on
make
the
sure it's a good one.
We're gonna send Black to Walmart to get a pack of five.
No, I'll at least send him the Shutter for consult with me first.
Thank you. I know
a nigga that is.
You know the ones I put in the box.
He'll do them shits $10 a pop.
That shit.
But my thing is, she was a public servant. I thought they all fuck with each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't know that whatever time o'clock it was in the morning.
And then basically, they were in the wrong house anyway, right?
Yeah.
Because they weren't even bringing the one
there.
Of them.
Shouldn't even been there.
This the thing, though. The nigga they was looking for was already in jail.
Right. Jesus. That's the fucked up part about it.
So.
That's the fucked up part about it. She's no longer here over a nigga that was already in jail.
That, and that's what shooting off rip, though.
Like my thing is. Go ahead.
No, because like I said, a cop came in my job a few weeks ago saying he couldn't find somebody who sold him a phone because they was like one of the in-home expert people. I'm like, that. I see why y'all fuck up. Like, you can't even find the bitch that sold you a phone. You know her name. Mm-hmm. You the captain. You the captain. You ain't got no detectives that can find this bitch.
Investigative skills, weak as a bitch.
I feel like, bro. All them resources y'all got. Bro, these TV shows make me question what I've been watching for all these years. Because they
be finding motherfuckers.
SVU find everything.
Everybody.
I ain't never seen a kid.
And if they don't find them, they figure it out.
That little fine old bitch find everything.
The crazy part is, SVU may not even be as realistic as Chicago PD, and they find everybody.
Yes, they do. Chicago, yes, they do.
Boy gonna catch that ass.
Before the end of the show.
Yeah, you caught.
Yeah, look,
that nigga be like, check every camera.
They got a couple episodes.
Knock on every door.
They got a couple episodes, but they caught the motherfucking midway through the episode. And they just started
the fucking.
Started
and then the cops fucking each other for the rest of the episode.
Some bullshit. Started finding extra shit to put on there.
SVU, one episode, found out a nigga was killing people because he had syphilis. And but the syphilis
SUV,
got too deep.
But SVU be taking, like, real life shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this nigga.
Yeah, Charles Barkley on that episode.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, and Carmelo.
Yeah. But this nigga was killing people because his syphilis hit home. His syphilis didn't get treated quick enough. So it went to his brain, so it caused him to kill bitches. That's the type of. That happened in SVU.
I ain't see
but
that. But
these motherfuckers can't find a motherfucker that was in jail. He in the system.
Yeah.
In the system, bro.
So my thing is black. All right.
Rest in peace.
As
damn, you killing me?
No. Oh, Brian Taylor, bro.
As a you would consider us pro second.
So what?
You would consider us pro second.
Y'all pro sexuals. How I heard.
Pro sexuals.
y'all weird.
Y'all pro the Second Amendment.
Oh.
Yeah, like the right to bear arms.
You're right.
Yeah.
So I'm just building. I'm just all right. So,
light drunk.
Right, bro. What's his name? Breonna Taylor Man. What's his name?
Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, Kenny. Yeah. Like Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah.
He said you call him that.
Whatever. Like Kenny. He took the safe way out. He fired a warning shot into the floor that ricocheted and hit the officer. That's how the officer got hit. Mm-hmm. It was into the floor. A nigga like me that got a red dot that sighted in at 300 yards, I'm gonna take your fucking head off if you kick my door
in. If you come into my home. And that's in the middle of the night.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Was it 2 in the morning?
Yep. It was like 2:30, I think.
There, I got
crazy.
Bro, you would think I'm ready for a fucking race war, and I live in fucking Durham. I'm not taking nothing lightly.
Yeah,
he don't stay in that part of Durham.
We live in a nice part of Durham.
Regardless, that's where niggas think shit.
People
that live in that area think shit sweet, and they the niggas that get
Durham
ran up
because
in.
Because I still be hearing firecrackers, and I know it ain't firecrackers.
My ring be sending alerts. People say, yeah, my car got broken in. Damn, did they bust the glass? Nah, I left my doors unlocked. You deserve to get robbed.
Yeah.
I've been to his house.
It's nice.
I'm just saying, like, you still don't do dumb shit like that because you live in a quote unquote nice neighborhood.
I get why
you think the niggas in the hood is gonna rob from the niggas in the is gonna steal from the
for
niggas
what?
In the hood.
They coming into the nice areas.
They come into the crib that got the fucking.
Yeah, I robbed their neighborhood too. He got 6 bedrooms, 4 baths.
That's the micro tail. I don't live there.
And then you know what the crazy thing
micro
is?
Micro tail ain't as nice as your house.
Oh, chill.
It ain't though. That's a motel.
And we all been to the micro tail.
Chill. Black getting
here you go.
Black getting
it ain't built yet. He so getting we don't
university
know. We just talking about your
built.
Shit. We just talking about your shit.
And they got a trailer.
My
double wide.
My house
with
is
steering wheel.
I like my house.
Cause it's a ranch.
No, they dropping his shit off.
Wait a minute.
His shit got wild up on the side.
His shit been so that was the, probably that shit when I was on the highway and, and I couldn't get around it.
Like, yeah, he should have had 85 jammed up.
Get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of my face.
MJ got a UConn. Denali.
If they say I only want it if the truck that drive in front of it come.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit been sitting off exit 12 for 3 weeks. Yeah,
I cannot.
It got stuck on 40.
Yeah. You just say this shit got a button near the sink where if you press it, it flip the sink and turns to 30.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that? We need that shit.
What's that nigga?
Look, damn.
Look, shout out to MJ.
I've never been to a place he... No, I have. Yeah, never mind. I'll take that back. I was about to say I've never been to a place he lived, but I actually have. Okay. It's been 4 years, though. Mm. All
right. Did we ever dive up? What a disgrace of a debate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You the motherfucker who told me to watch it.
Yeah, because it's hilarious, bro. I hit these niggas up like, yo... We recording this week. We need to tune into the debate to hear what these idiots talk. They both like they're both two baboons. You know what I mean? Like
they look crazy.
Yeah, two nincompoops.
I ain't watch it.
Listen, my kid.
I ain't watch it.
So I'm not political at all. But I'm like, let me watch this.
I was watching Moesha. Moesha
Ether. That's the dumbest show ever.
Yeah.
That was a good show. And she was trash. For y'all. But whatever. That shit hit hard, though. She was trash as fuck.
That shit was alright, though.
Girlfriends?
Moesha. My girlfriend. That's my shit.
I mean, girlfriends hit on like an older level, but no, Moesha hit on like a younger level.
Because I'm Jones.
Because you're older, bitch. You're Jones? You're older.
I ain't got no nigga. I be planning parties.
But anyway, so I cut the debate on, right? I'm not a political nigga. Let me watch. First 5 minutes, I'm like, fuck this nigga, bro. Because for one, Joe couldn't get a word in
at all
for that first 5 minutes. Wrong. Like, wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. Who's? I'm talking here. I'm like, bro, he was talking. What do you mean? So I cut it off.
And the moderator wasn't doing shit.
He wasn't doing shit.
By the end of the night.
He was so sick of So apparently they put out an article. I think they said that the moderator will now be able to turn the mic off.
Turn the fucking mic off. They should have been done it.
Yeah. But bro, motherfucking, this shit was comedy. I've never seen a presidential debate this fucking petty. I mean, they go back and forth.
It makes us look crazy as fuck.
They go back and forth.
And then I guess when I cut it back on, right, I was like, because people on Twitter were talking about it. Let me watch it again. He gets even more disrespectful. He's just talking over him, whatever. But the part that made me turn it off was he said, "Hey, these states, they want to open their businesses up. Like, I know what I'm doing. I brought the NFL back." I said, "Nah, this motherfucker."
He said he brought football back. And then he referenced the Big Ten. Nigga, don't nobody want to watch fucking Big Ten. We want to see SEC football.
Yeah,
let's be clear.
Because we're not watching Big Ten at all.
Big Ten cool.
I'm gonna watch it if they let us down there.
Yeah, like Ohio State or Michigan always let us down there.
We want to see SEC football. Like y'all, we could just have the SEC conference and be okay.
Right.
Like let's be real.
I'm a fan of the ACC, but what you're saying is exactly right.
For the longest, I liked Chapel Hill football. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I was a fan
of Marvin Austin back then.
And I think you can go.
He was a defensive tackle
wearing number 9.
Yeah,
I think they got fans.
You know what I mean? So I was a fan of Marvin Austin. So I like fucking UNC, and then I also like Auburn because of Ronnie Brown.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That and then when he went to the Dolphins, I was like, this is perfect. Yeah. This is amazing.
You still?
Oh, that's why that's your team.
Ronnie Brown probably did. I'm about to say, but we let him go, and then the Chargers signed him, and then I think one of the teams signed him after the Chargers.
Bro, he got drafted in 05. I ain't seen him yeah. play for the Eagles in 2011.
Shit should be turning wild quick.
In the NFL, especially for
Ronnie. Yeah, shit was crazy. In 2009,
he should be wild.
In 2009, I went to the Miami Dolphins high school football camp.
What you was there for?
I was staying in Florida that summer, so my aunt signed me up for the shit. We lived in Damn! Well, she lived in Broward County. But so fucking Ronnie Brown was there. Yeah, Ronnie Brown was there. Y'all remember the lineman Vernon Carey?
Yeah, I do.
Y'all remember that nigga Jake Long? Carey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
I do know Jay Long. He's the number one pick in the draft.
So the shit, and that's when Chad Henne was there. Like, but he only showed up like for 10 minutes at a camp one day and just
It's racism. He ain't know it at the time.
But and then I was going to LA Galaxy, and that's where all them not LA Galaxy, LA Fitness, and that's where all them niggas go.
LA Galaxy.
that's a soccer team.
LA Fitness. LA Galaxy. What the fuck? LA Fitness.
Don't play with
me. Yeah, he
was exercising?
Huh? No, I was playing basketball. That is.
Wait a minute.
That's even less believable.
On the coast guard.
That's believable.
You was in buckets. We used to
black.
Yeah.
We used to hoop at least 3 or 4 times a week.
And that was 240, Chad.
240.
Yeah. Yeah. When I got offline, I was a crackhead.
Okay, I give you that.
I was
all right, but that was a minute ago.
Oh my bad.
Yeah,
my bad.
All right,
that was a very long time ago.
Not never. My daddy was.
this is Ikea. This is
and your best friend about to be.
Your Ikea, best this is.
Oh, you're
this
right.
Is,
cause when I get skinny on you,
this is happy
mind
weight.
Your business. Okay. Happy weight. That's
this is,
good.
This is happy weight.
Happy weight is important.
That's happy weight.
Happy weight.
Happy weight.
You happy? You been
happy?
Happy.
So,
I'm happy.
So,
because I've known you for a while.
Coming soon.
Huh?
Huh?
I mean, shit.
if y'all need a flower girl, just let me know.
You're too big. you can serve. You can serve food at the repast.
The repast! The repast is the free room. What the fuck? God damn.
At the
reception?
That's what I mean.
Yo, that's one hell of a lie.
I got pee.
Nah, I mean, shit. Nick, bro, I ain't getting no younger.
And they said you can
serve food at the repast.
Hey, look, fried chicken and meat.
What y'all want me?
Yo,
what you want me? So y'all know I went to a white baby shower.
I told my homeboy this
last week, and they did not have meatballs.
What did they have?
They had sandwich trays from Jason's Deli. So I wasn't disappointed.
Jason's Deli not bad.
Yeah, I wasn't disappointed.
But you wanted meatballs though.
And I was the only black person.
So you said baby shower meatballs, repass fried chicken?
Yeah. I'm taking the meatballs.
I'm taking the meatballs.
The 40 cake meatballs. It is.
And the spice and that cake, that little 7-Up cake. Meatballs. That's 7-Up cake.
That's 7-Up cake.
Them single mother
yeah.
bastard child.
Man, look. When the dad ain't at the baby shower.
I can't really. I'm not a single mother.
When the dad is absent from the baby shower, let me tell you something. That food hit just a little bit different.
That potato salad.
It's crazy.
And them
shrimp
eggs.
Baby shower before you did.
Yeah, I ain't even get
an
invite. All my family in town, they ain't get an invitation to the baby shower.
Damn.
You paid for it.
Cold world.
No blanket.
Shabby, like y'all will see. Y'all
at the house getting drunk. Just thinking about it.
Black, please explain to him. When you're in a relationship, you do so much compromising.
Yeah, bro.
And
compromise is key.
Well, that brings me to what Ikea said prior to the episode.
Compromise is key.
Then you
Ikea, hold tight.
This is slavery.
Hold tight.
She don't even got no nigga. She talking about
Ikea, listen. Hold tight and sit light. You feel me?
I'm looking slim, so I got to sit light.
No, the chair looking feeble.
Because Dirk already said this side of the room was.
Yeah, I get it. IKEA said she has to. What did you say? What did she say?
You got to control everything.
You got to control
everything. I ain't say that.
You did.
I ain't said
everything. I said she has to feel some type of control over
the outcomes. That's controlling everything.
No, so, that's not controlling everything. It's controlling the outcome. It's a different.
That's everything.
No, that's not.
So the income is.
She has to know what's going to happen.
So it's like.
No, See, that's my problem.
Nobody wants you to happen. He's about to say,
that's the problem with these bitches.
He's about to say
so, and that's why he said
it. So that's the problem. Because, like, if you have to control everything or you have to know about everything, it takes the element of surprise out of everything. So
don't nobody want no fucking surprise.
You better want surprise when I cheat.
What the fuck is that?
You better be surprised when you did.
when I'm dead.
Let me explain. So you want me to come to you and be like, all right, babe, on March 6th, because that's your birthday, I'm going to propose. And
yes.
No, just say, hey, yes. We're going to go out of town. We're going to do this.
So I can be prepared.
I want you to look a certain type of way.
Because you know, I'm going to do that. If my nails look like how they look now, you propose to me.
If you're in a relationship, you still need to dress up and stop looking raggedy. So
no, if y'all going
out, if the nigga's going to take you out for your birthday, he don't have to say boom, boom, boom for you
if he knows you enough. And it's like, okay,
and you know you this is going to be special.
Okay, I know she's going to want to look a certain way. Okay, I'm going to tell her, like, hey, do this, do that.
Because
this day is going to be this day.
So here's my thing.
We done already seen y'all at y'all
want. Now, I want to know about these wigs. Like, you got wigs for different. So you want to make sure you had the best wig, is what you said.
Yes.
So look.
And your nails. That's basically it.
So
if but how are we supposed to do that with us? So you're basically, is it that or you just want to be able to let me know, like, hey, don't do it because I might say no. Is that what it is?
Nah, I'm not going to say no.
Right. But you're going to say yes, then tell me no.
I might say no. Don't have me out here looking fucked up.
So here's the thing. If I tell you, okay, on March 6th, such and such is going to happen. So by March 5th, you need to make sure your nails done, your hair done, you got makeup on, all this.
It also depends on the caliber of woman.
If I say all of that, it takes the element of surprise.
Not every bitch is the same. Some bitches don't care. They come in a fucking potato sack and be like, oh, you're proposing to me? No, I want to look a decent type of way.
It's going to be a production.
But why is it important?
Production.
Because at the end of the day, we're playing that video at our wedding. Yes.
See?
Yeah.
See,
playing it at our wedding.
They don't want the marriage.
Wait a minute. Let me clarify. I'm 30. I want the marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. You want the what?
I want the marriage.
With the proposal.
I don't even got to have all that. I don't even got to have all that. Just you can ask me right now, and we can go to the courthouse. Like it ain't.
I feel like it's not enough.
I'm 30. Like, but we gotta have a lit reception.
We gonna have a cookout. I'm getting a beer.
You can't get a beer. I ain't eating that shit. You get a half a cow. We take it back home, get a couple bushes of crab. You can't eat a pig. I don't eat that shit. You Muslim? Nah, but I grew up in a Muslim. Your last name is Salam.
So basically, I can buy crab and then go buy all the newspaper out of the Franklin Times.
So the thing is,
I got you.
You can't just buy crab because like y'all got it fucked up down here. Like I'm not just gonna eat any kind of crab.
You want blue crab?
I want blue crab.
You don't like snow crab?
No, I don't want snow crab. I want blue crab.
She want blue crab. So she want the Chesapeake Bay.
Yes, indeed.
We got to go home.
I'm from Virginia.
They can come from Virginia. They can come from. But, I mean, North Carolina got blue crabs, too. I'd rather have it from Virginia or Maryland.
What's the niggas that was in the Shark Tank?
Shark Tank.
No, the niggas with the little seafood shit. They fired. They was out in.
Look at this nigga.
They was at the.
That was true.
That nigga sick.
Yeah, literally.
But no, like,
they say his Bayang ain't look too bad. Bayang
ain't look too bad. And look, everybody got masks on.
That Donnie Jr.
God damn.
It's the news. It's the news, Aki.
Hey, no, so look.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's the news. You say, what is it?
I'm with that, though. I'm down with going to the Justice of Peace.
I'm cool with going
having a dope reception.
But the reception has to be lit, and the honeymoon has to be lit.
That's what you say, and the honeymoon.
Yeah, I'd rather put the money towards those two things.
And you're going to have a nice rock on your head. You know what I mean? Because if nothing.
You got to buy two rings.
Yeah, because I don't want no cluster.
Yes.
You don't want
well, cluster. Three technically. I'm not buying a cluster.
I'm probably going to get a cluster.
They talking about crab legs too.
What the hell are you talking about? She talking about I get what she's talking about. She's talking about the ring.
I don't want a cluster.
So
I'm probably gonna
I say I don't. A wedding doesn't matter to me.
How much are rings?
It depends. They say no. It definitely depends.
3 months salary, right?
They say a ring should be 3 months. Whatever your salary is, it should be 3 months. Say, but the thing is, I feel like that depends on the type of bitch that you fuck.
Yes,
because not a lot of bitches are into you.
Cause this bitch ain't getting that
material.
No, just
make sure my shit sparkle when the light.
She ain't getting 3 months of my salary.
So you saying what?
That's 6 grand.
But that's time. But that's time you build. That's time you build over that.
The ring should be equal to 3 months of your salary. But I think that's some shit white people need. Because
have a paycheck.
Because my mother, when she got engaged to my father, that shit was not.
It was Walmart.
I don't know if it was Walmart. Whatever the fuck they had. Remember back in Norfolk when they had Peddler's Village. Y'all
don't
know
that's almost
shit.
10 grand, bro. He from Norfolk. You know what you're talking about?
Pella's
Visit. You know Pella's Visit?
That village? Shit is gone.
Is it?
That shit probably.
Are we talking take home?
It was before news.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's probably take home. It's probably take home.
Whatever.
If we
talking
take home,
nobody's
fucked.
That's about.
You're fucked. Yeah.
That's about 10 grand, bro.
All I know is. I ain't.
Well, you know what you're
doing after this.
What?
Take out a loan.
No. But honestly, if you think about it, 3 months pure salary take home. If you're at what you said you're at, that's more than what I'm projecting.
Take home. Still probably that's about.
So that's like.
So mine would be 8,400. So almost 10 grand. So yours would definitely be over there.
So give me half to the ring, half to the dress, two or three carats, 5,000 for a dress.
Ten grand for a ring.
I mean, I feel like if that's the type of bitch that you fucking with, you know
that's
what I mean.
True.
Like,
but it's also the type of character that you give off.
I bought a bitch $250 neck, because I'm still mad about
that's what I'm saying.
You want it back? You want me to get it back?
Yeah, snatch it off a fucking neck. I don't think the bitch wear it.
She don't wear it. She should wear it while she's fucking other niggas and be like, my old you nigga.
You can do
that
shit. It's not that much.
Because I do shit like
you got time invested. Yeah. You got time. You got
I
time.
Get that. But that 15K can go to so many other
Well, then do 75 then. And put the other half on the dress.
You ain't even got no
dress.
I'm telling them what to do.
You
talking about 15 grand. Do 75 on a ring, 75 on a dress.
For less. You talking about $7,500 on a dress?
Yes. That's a whole dress. And my motherfucking
coming down the aisle naked as a bitch.
I hope you find a rapper.
She's not. I'm saying if you're gonna do 15 grand on a ring, you could split that bitch in half and say, hey,
she be talking
look,
to me.
Got your ring,
man. Where
here you go? You said what?
You talking to niggas? What? Talking to niggas? What?
A wheelchair?
That's your song. Fuck
it. Wait, you sit in their lap? Do you sit in their lap?
Hold on, stop.
No.
Do you talk to a nigga in a wheelchair for real?
Yeah, I got a piece. Stop.
No, do you talk to a
nigga in a wheelchair for real?
Ma'am, do you talk to a nigga in a wheelchair for real?
I don't know if he in a wheelchair. He just always sitting down.
Oh, my God.
I just see him now.
Baby, come roll with
me. Wanna see me do my dance? No.
Bae.
That has nothing to do with nothing.
Bae, it's a ramp, man.
Whole lot of
shopping. Yeah. Like, is your house
accessible?
Man. Bae, lock the back wheels.
I can see you now struggling to fold that bitch and put it in the trunk.
I can't do it.
So, like, on one hand, it's like, yeah, I'm down with just going to Justice Peace, but at the same time, it's like, I wouldn't mind seeing my boys in tux. You know what I mean?
That's the key. Yeah. Like, you want to see everybody.
I ain't never seen Chad put dress out.
I got one friend. We don't need all that.
Huh?
I got one friend.
I'll put a dress on for you.
You put a dress on? Yeah. I'll put a suit on for you.
No shit. Way. I was a groomsman Leon wearing the wore ankle socks.
It was white.
Yeah. And this nigga had the nerve to make the pants hard on. I said, ain't this about a bitch?
No, that's funny because, like, I think why we talk about it, I'm thinking, damn, I ain't never seen Chad put on dress socks.
I do be wearing, like, I'm going to start wearing dress socks now. I told myself.
Do your thing.
I told myself, I'm going to get my pants, like, dry clean.
They going to be slipping and sliding in your sneakers.
Talking about your work pants?
Yeah, like, I'm going to try to make
you feel
look.
Good.
Bro, like, now, I go to work now, and, like, I be in the trenches with these niggas. You know what I mean? Like, so I get dirty.
Yeah.
I get dirty. But now, being in that capacity, I want to.
I want to be able to deal with a manager
from an insurance company and look
the part. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I want to be a little bit cleaner, a little bit more cut.
Ankle socks ain't gonna do it though.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like right now I'm wearing black Air Maxes to work. I'm gonna go buy some black church shoes. You talking?
Yeah,
see what I'm talking about?
You got ankle socks on right now?
Facts.
you do too.
No, I don't. They're not ankle socks. They're
What are those?
They came from the head store. Don't fucking put
them in. Is your ankles swollen?
The left one might be.
Yeah.
You're pregnant. Or is that diabetes?
First of all.
My bad.
Plan B is free at Planned Parenthood. If y'all didn't know.
What the fuck? That got to do with that?
I just want to put a disclaimer out. Plan B is free at Planned Parenthood. So... We've been wasting our fucking money.
That's fine.
And it's free.
I'm gonna take lunch and go home and take my shoes off. Wow.
And elevate the feet.
Yeah,
you elevate them. Pass
your
heart.
Yeah.
That's what they told me when I broke my shit. They was like, elevate it above your heart.
You picture him lifting his legs.
You just gotta lay on the sofa and
I got
like,
one
prop
of them
him up. Yeah, that's how you do is prop it up. The little.
You know what I'm talking about.
You can sit in the couch and put your feet on that.
Yeah, but it's not above your heart.
Yes, it is. It's close.
My back girthy.
It's close.
Your back girthy.
Yeah.
It's close.
I'm girthy.
You gotta change this channel. What the fuck is he watching?
The
Republican.
GOP.
Hey, yo, what? Hey, be clear.
Okay.
It's my day
to have. We had one more thing to discuss.
It was Trump got COVID. We ain't delve into that. Your boy got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy.
Y'all Trey Chad voted for
him.
That's what it sounds like. But either way, like he joked Biden about wearing a mask.
Yeah.
No, the part here's another part I can't. When that motherfucker said. Because the moderator was like, Trump, you've had these rallies with 30,000-40,000 people. I'm sorry. You know. And then he was like, Biden, you've had less people at your... Trump interrupted the moderator. Because you can't get anybody to come.
Yeah, three people. Three. Less of it.
He had to pay them to get there. Yeah.
And now his ass sick.
What?
And hey, they sent his ass to Walter Reed, and you go to Walter Reed to die.
Him and his hoe.
They sent his wife to Walter Reed too?
Hmm?
They sent
what?
Apparently one of those rallies, she had the mask on and nobody else had the mask on.
Man,
so I'm thinking she had it first.
She's just so sick.
But what was she doing?
Like, honestly,
when was the last time she grabbed her hand?
Yeah, and she do it all the time.
She don't fuck him.
When was the last time she fucked?
Never.
fuck him? She never fucked him ever.
Never.
She never
ever,
fucked
ever.
Him.
You don't think so? You don't think they ever had sex?
I think he just paying her to be there.
To
she
be there.
She never fucked him. Right, so, his dick don't even work.
For the paparazzi.
So, Trump, come see me. I got something for that.
Wait, no, you can't be Gretchen without a wife.
Hey, Trump, come holler at your boy.
It's like one of your.
But I think he was with her prior to that, right?
Yeah, or, I mean, because you got to be.
Was he?
Yeah, since she was like 16. They've been together for a
while. Because he brought her over here.
Yeah, he brought her.
And she's an illegal alien.
Where's she from? Czechoslovakia?
She's an illegal alien.
Not Czechoslovakia.
She's an illegal alien.
And he out here acting like this.
But
she probably got a work
visa.
That's
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What work did she do?
She worked for the Pentagon.
Yeah, she worked for the commanding chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, because. So, you know,
what she be doing?
What you think?
Taking her clothes off.
And just
looking down. That's what I'm doing. $80,000 pants.
Dead meat.
Yeah.
Dead.
Whole lot of choppers on your head. She's spitting on his shit. And now, like, real talk, like, that is, so it's just funny. He did all that talking. Not even 2 days later.
And he's sick as hell.
Man, when I saw that, I tweeted. Trump and his hoe got COVID.
I couldn't believe that shit, though.
With 82 laughing emojis.
I was not expecting that. I wasn't expecting it right after the debate. But, like, the debate went so bad.
They said that bitch on his team had it, I was like, oh, yeah.
It's coming, right?
But that shit was same night.
Yeah.
3 hours later.
Yeah, because like the bitch got COVID.
She contracted
it. Like
right, it was at 5, and then he got tested at 10:42. And then also come back to 1.
1 a.m., everybody got that CNN.
But I think Ben had got tested, and they was waiting for like the rapid result to come back.
They would come back and be like, it was a false positive.
Yeah.
He got the cure.
First of all, the Simpsons said he's gone, so like, take it for what it is. Let's think towards the future.
So you realize when he gone, Pence gonna come in.
Pence is here, but
for what?
Did Pence say he doesn't have it?
And we gonna be fucked up.
It would be good if he doesn't.
It's gonna be the Handmaid's Tale for real.
He did tweet.
I never seen that. What's that?
He said
you never
Trump
seen
was in his prayers or some shit like that.
You need to watch it.
Obama sends his well wishes to Trump.
But that's the right way. That's the right thing to do. That's what everybody does. That's what everybody's been doing. I hope Trump comes back stronger than ever.
Cause you said
6 feet under. There's no reason for him to be here. There's no more reason for him to be here.
Many man. Wish death for Bobby. Blood in my eye.
I wish him the best, but like
I put a hole in the neck like, of a fucking.
There's no more reason for him to be here.
Yeah.
It's all election in a month.
I can't.
We don't need him here.
She said this man don't got no purpose in life to be here.
He's 73. He's 73.
Wrong.
You're telling me a 73-year-old president should go for a second term?
I can't condone.
Wow.
Okay.
I want him out of office, but I also don't want Joe Biden in office.
I mean,
let the country run for itself.
Imagine you just got promoted, right? Imagine you not being there for a week. Y'all, full
shit crazy.
You hear me?
Shit crazy.
That's a week.
How long have I been there prior to not being there for a week?
2 days.
4 years.
They're going to be well trained enough for it to be able to run.
You will hope that they're
well trained enough.
Look at MJ.
I think I'm confident.
Look at MJ.
Wax the floors by his damn self.
I feel like I'm confident in my ability to.
MJ been working for that company 17 years.
Have the confidence
and still be stocking chicken.
my dog be in the trenches,
and he don't have.
And he got a tie on.
Yeah, he do be having a tie on.
Why?
He do be having the trenches
relaxed. Yeah, he having the trenches relaxed.
I mean, if duty calls, I'm gonna be in the trenches. It's fine.
But you in here talking about stank ass feet and creased jeans.
Creased jeans.
With the ham hole. a hammer hold on one yeah, side, y'all, sandwich y'all pocket
seen,
on the other.
Have y'all seen that, guy, what was it, Geico Progressive commercial when they was like, stop being your parents, and like the dude is in there working at, he said, look, you hired him, you don't have to help him. Like, yeah, yeah, like, that's how Chad gonna be. And Chad at 25.
That's crazy.
I can't. Never mind.
You gotta do something
man.
To borrow with.
Yeah, let me tell
you
how much he made.
Wrap
it up.
And he hit him with some scratch offs. We ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah, he said 20 grand. We in here. Like, we in here.
Hands looking out.
Hey, but look. Shout out to 21 Savage. He dropped the hottest album today.
I appreciate it.
I mean, it's between him and Giveon. Giveon shit was fire.
You love Giveon.
I do. I haven't listened to his shit
that
yet.
That shit was fire.
I've been listening to just Bryson Tiller.
Giveon shit.
And 21 Savage.
Who's Flame? Bryson Tiller.
230, baby. Won't you feed me by the bee?
Yeah.
That shit was way fire. Than
but
Bryson
look, my dog 21 said.
There's only 4 songs, right?
I think it was 5.
4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was an EP.
It was an EP.
Okay.
21, like, every song.
EP told a lot more weight.
And 21 had Morgan Freeman on that bitch.
Yes, Morgan Freeman!
And Morgan Freeman went the fuck
he
off.
He did.
He sold his budget.
Because he deserved his roses.
That's
right. He said a rat is a rat.
Production was crazy.
You know, Metro did the first Savage.
Yeah.
Production was fucking crazy.
Yep.
Nigga came in on rich nigga shit with the saxophone. Yeah. I was like, this shit is so classical.
Classical.
No, not only that, he got Morgan Freeman to call Tekashi a snitch on a fucking mixtape.
A snitch is human.
But a rat is a motherfucking rat.
As a matter of fact, I want to say this too, and it might get us held up from going to the Rock Nation brunch, but it's true. So. I was listening to the Breakfast Club this morning, and Reverend Al Sharpton was up there.
Oh, wow.
Listen to me. He called Jay-Z out. No, he called Jay-Z out. He didn't say his name verbatim, but he was talking about Jay-Z pretty much. He was like, you know, you got these rappers out here criticizing me and other folks like me, but won't criticize their peers like Kanye West.
Oh, wow.
What does Kanye West need to be criticized about?
What the fuck he's trying to do towards the election? Him trying to run for president is going to probably split the Democratic vote.
If you woke up tomorrow and said you wanted to run for president, I would support you.
230, baby.
I'm not speaking the same crazy shit as Kanye.
People are going to believe in who they want to believe in, bro.
Right. Okay,
Biden is not the saving grace, neither is fucking Trump.
I never said Biden.
So
was.
Like Kanye running for president don't mean a fucking thing.
So let me ask you this: would you vote for Kanye?
Is he gonna give me a new album?
Is he gonna give us another stimmy?
Is he and Donda?
I mean, he did give the royalties to all. I mean, he did give the masters.
We don't know.
But that's what he said.
Big Sean.
And Big
confirmed.
Sean said he said I appreciate.
No,
it.
Big Sean only said thanks.
I'm saying he will confirm if it happens.
Right.
So can we say this?
Kanye
is not mentally stable.
I don't agree.
Of course not.
We know he's
stable. He hasn't been stable since he fucked him.
He hasn't been stable since his mama died.
So sold for his mama. So like,
what do you think?
I wasn't right since he had to make that decision.
He's mentally stable.
I think he's fine.
Nope.
You think he's fine?
I think I said it on a few of the shows back. This nigga is mentally liberated, and when somebody is mentally liberated, people look at you like you're fucking
crazy.
Because
we not there. Because we not there.
No,
we're not.
Like how they did Jimmy.
We're not.
Like how they did Jimmy.
We're still very much tied to society.
I get it.
As much as I tried to separate myself from it, I'm still
no. But
I'm still sucked in. Like I can't get away from it.
You do
sucked in. I'm not either. But from January,
Bob Marley was mentally liberated as well.
What people don't know is that at a certain point, Bob Marley did get ostracized, bro. Like by people saying, "Yo, this nigga's on some other shit."
Weed. In the 90s. With a
little. This nigga.
Yeah.
With a little crank.
Yeah.
My father is not alive in the 90s.
That nigga Early
died.
90s?
That nigga died in the 70s.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, well, I was listening to all this shit in the 90s to my daddy.
Yeah, and that's why, I consider him one of the greatest artists of all time. Because his music still...
You don't listen to his fucking music.
His music still resonates.
You don't listen to his music.
What?
And you don't know what it say.
Redemption song. Listen to it when you get it.
That's the only song you fucking up. That's what Kanye is.
No, he's not.
Emancipate yourself from mental slavery.
I would never...
No one but yourself can free your mind.
I would never put that nigga right there on that wall... In the same category as Bob Marley.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
With a white ass in the background.
No. Bob Marley, Bob Marley, Ye has had a worldwide impact in the music different genres.
White ass.
But Kanye has had a worldwide impact.
I mean, what
do you Kanye had writers too.
Kanye had... Bro, so you don't think Bob Marley and them Wailers niggas was in the lab? Them niggas was in the lab. Smoking that good ganja. What you talking about?
The good kind.
Yeah, they was nigga, in there.
You don't understand.
They went outside, picked the shit off the tree.
You place your order in moms.
You said what?
You call him to place your order at mom. You don't understand
Black.
That music.
I called him Black to ask me my order. What he wanted.
And I said, Black, go in there and say, yo, give me the white rice with the curry.
I said, all right. And then he texted back. He said, just say... Some mumbo jumbo shit.
And I said, they don't know exactly what you're talking about. You
wanted
good.
Me speaking Migos language. Like, nah, I ain't saying that
Taco
shit.
Y'all funny. Hey, but look, we got to go. But I want to bring us out on 21 Savage. That nigga said, stop worrying about Mr. Right.
I'm Mr. Right now.
Fuck me now, because I'm Mr. Right.
Yeah, straight
right
up.
Now.
Straight the fuck
word.
Right now, give up that box. Good night.